Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God from the book of Isaiah. One day a king shall reign in justice, with princes that rule uprightly, each like a shelter from a storm, a refuge from a sore rain, like streams of water in a parched waste, like the shade of a cliff in a dry, weary plain. Then eyes that see shall not be closed, and ears that hear shall listen. The hasty shall learn how to judge, and stammerers shall speak clearly. The impious shall no more be called your honor, and knaves no more be ranked as noblemen. For the impious talks impiously, his mind is bent on evil, to do ungodly deeds and malign the Eternal. He leaves hungry folk to starve and stints the thirsty of their drink. The knave has knavish ways. The villain is devising plans to ruin poor folk with his lies, though they are in the right. But noble are the noble's plans, and nobly does he make them good. O women lolling at your ease, hear what I say. O daughters in your careless confidence, mark this my word. In a little more than a year you shall be shuddering, despite your confidence, for the vintage shall fail, and no fruit be gathered. Then tremble, women at your ease, shudder, you careless creatures, strip yourselves bare with sackcloth around your waist, and beat your breast in mourning, for fair fields and fruitful vines, for the country of my people, overgrown with thorny weeds, for all the country houses and the festive capital, the citadels forsaken, the busy towns abandoned, their high ground for all time an empty waste, where the wild ass shall roam, where flocks shall graze. For the forest shall be felled, and the capital laid low. Yet, one day, from the heights of heaven, a spirit shall breathe into us, till the downs grow like an orchard, and the orchard like a forest. Then justice fills the very downs, and honesty the orchards. And justice brings us welfare, honesty renders us secure. My people shall have homes of peace, resting in houses undisturbed. Ah, happy folk, to sow land watered everywhere, and let your ass and ox range free. On that day this shall be the song for Judah's land. Ours is a strong, sure city, safe with walls and ramparts set by him. Open its gates for the upright, for folk who keep the faith. Thou dost protect and prosper steadfast souls, for they rely on thee. Always rely on the Eternal, for the Eternal's strength endures. He has thrown down the dwellers on high, the towering city, leveling it to the earth, laying it low in the dust, till the oppressed can tread over it, and forlorn walk over it. For upright men the course is smooth, for honest men thou makest the way straight. And we have been waiting for thee, O Eternal, yearning for a sign of thee. We have been yearning for thee in the night, our spirits eagerly in search of thee. For thy judgments bring men light, till very pagans learn the right. But evil men, who even in a good land will not learn to be good, they cease to be. The wicked shall be swept away, and the Eternal's majesty they shall not see. Thou art in action, and they see nothing. Let them see to their confusion, see thy jealous care for thine own folk. Let the fire kept for thy foes extinguish them, O thou Eternal. But, oh, maintain our welfare, for whatsoever we achieve is all thy doing. O thou Eternal, our own God. Others have been ruling us, but thine authority alone today we own. These lords are dead and gone, ghosts that return no more. Thou hast demolished them, making their memory fade. Thou hast added to our nation, extending its frontiers afar, and winning thyself honor. We sought thee in our straits. We cried to thee when we were crushed, when thou didst chasten us. Thou didst make us, O Eternal, like a woman in her labor, near her time of travail, writhing in her pangs. For we were laboring, writhing, and nothing came of it. We could not make our country safe or overcome the world. O thou Eternal, thy dead shall live again, awakening from the dust, with songs of joy, for thy dew falls with light and life, till dead spirits arise. The Lay of the Lovesome Vineyard. I, the Eternal, am tending it. I water it alway, lest any harm befall it. I guard it night and day. I need no walls for it. I war on any foes, burning them in the flames, these thorns and thistles, unless they cling to my strength. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Isaiah.